Today is the tomorrow we worried about yesterday. There are a lot of sayings that involve using the phrase tomorrow. In fact, it has been said that if you pile up a bunch of tomorrows, later you'll find you've collected nothing but a lot of empty yesterdays. There's some that believe that tomorrow is the answer to everything. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. It's only a day away. There were some that sang, if tomorrow never comes. Or if you're planning for your financial future, you might get together and say, let's talk about tomorrow. Or there might be some that say, tomorrow is the perfect time to do anything. But I don't know about you, but I've never seen tomorrow. I can only be concerned about what happens right here, right now, about today. And yet, there are so many people in the world that will claim they will do something tomorrow. So much that it almost seems to be boastful. But consider what the wise man said in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, and in verse 1. In Proverbs chapter 27 and in verse 1, the wise man says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. You don't know what's going to happen from one day to another. And how can you compare tomorrow to today, when in fact you have not been there? It is all speculation. Tomorrow may be a lot better than today. Tomorrow could be a lot worse than today. Or tomorrow could be just another replay of today. And yet, there are things that may happen today that will affect tomorrow. We don't know what a day will bring forth. And therefore, we have to make the most of each and every day. Consider in the New Testament the words of James, a familiar passage in chapter 4, there beginning in verse 13. James says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Did you hear a similarity? Whereas in Proverbs, the wise men said, do not boast about tomorrow. And yet James says, now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. After he says what we might do today or tomorrow. You see, it's kind of useless planning ahead. Now, many times it's good to be prepared for what might take place. But there is no guarantee. In fact, as James says, our life is but a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Early yesterday afternoon, and perhaps a little bit today, I get links from back in North Alabama, the local newspaper website that they have, and sadly to say, within 3 days, there was an accident 3 times in the same general area. And the ages of the individuals involved were quite ranged from middle age to old to even those that had recently got their driver's license. And it's very sad to know when a life is cut very, very short. In fact, we don't even know what each day will bring forth, the Bible tells us. We cannot be guaranteed that there will be a tomorrow. And sometimes when it comes to making decisions, even regarding one's own salvation, it is put off until tomorrow. But even Jesus issued a warning against that. Do you recall in the Gospel of Luke, there in chapter 12, he talked about one such individual that planned to do something, only to find out he did not even make it through the night? Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 19, for concerning one individual, "And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." One was considered a fool when he relied upon his own riches and not the riches of God. In fact, he was thinking that he had many years. Perhaps there are those that he could do to store up his many things. But if his soul was required that very night, he would not have a tomorrow. Those things that he longed for, he would no longer have. Do we do the same thing? Are we taking tomorrow for granted? But instead, are we preparing ourselves now to do the work of the Lord? The Bible does not say when Jesus will come again, even though he has promised to return. That could be today, it could be tomorrow, but we simply do not know. And therefore, we cannot boast about tomorrow of what we may or we may not do, because we're not even guaranteed a tomorrow. Why should we delay? Instead, we should be prepared right here and right now. Even the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation." Are you depending upon tomorrow, or are you ready for today? The question each of us must answer. If you need to respond to the invitation, don't wait till tomorrow. Do so right here, right now, as together we stand and sing.